I'm Mike Lesser. I was involved in the struggle against atomic weapons. The mushroom cloud, to me, was a symbol of a threat to the existence of the human race, organized by the human race upon itself. The mushroom cloud is a vortex, like a huge smoke ring that's made by either a hydrogen fusion or a hydrogen fission explosion. And for us, it meant very simply, very directly, and very obviously the end of the world. It's certainly a powerful image. I think possibly because explosions that are smaller than this are modified by local conditions, which way the wind's blowing, and these explosions are so big that they always look the same. And essentially what you have here is a kind of a paradigm of the bomb. It's a paradigm of this extraordinary increase in our ability to release explosions. I mean, you know. But what you're seeing when you see a mushroom cloud is that you're seeing bits of earth and steam and smoke and rubble. It's not, you're not actually seeing the atomic explosion. You're seeing the after effects of the atomic explosion, and it lifts off from the ground. There's this flash, and then there's a very, very intensely hot object, maybe a million degrees, maybe more. It's called the fireball. And as the fireball lifts away from the ground, it expands and it cools, and it draws a column up from the ground, which contains earth and water if it's burst over sea. And most of the fallout is, in fact, material that's been drawn up into the cloud. And of course, it's associated with pieces of unexploded plutonium and things like that. And that's what comes down on you afterwards. What we're talking about here is the symbol and the reality. And the fact is, of course, you don't see an atomic explosion. Or if you see an atomic explosion, you never see anything else again. Because one of the things that happens if your retina are exposed to an atomic explosion, is that it destroys your eyesight. So, you know, there aren't a lot of eyewitnesses. If you look at the films of people looking at bomb tests, they're looking through hugely thick filters in order to, because there's an intense pulse of light. So, really, no one's ever seen an atomic explosion. And the mushroom cloud is a symbol. Its connection with the release of enormous amounts of energy, its connection is an act of imagination. I don't think that it's a symbol for the scientists who produced it at all. The symbols for the scientists that produced it are algebra. The image was definitely very important as an image to the peace movement, and was repeatedly new, stamped into everybody's consciousness, picked up by people other than the peace movement, and used as a symbol of atomic war. It doesn't really look like a mushroom at all. It doesn't really look like anything on Earth. It looks like a sort of lumpy lollipop. It's got a very thin neck. It doesn't have a nice fat stalk like a mushroom. Isn't it wonderful? I mean, it was convenient. It was a symbol. It really was. I mean, when you talk about it being an enduring and powerful symbol, it was a symbol. I don't think it needed really to look like a real mushroom cloud, nor was a mushroom the first thing that would come into my mind when I looked at that. I don't believe that a young person today would necessarily respond very strongly to the image now. The issue of nuclear weapons is no longer a widely debated issue. People have learnt to live with nuclear weapons like they live with cancer.